Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
And I heard about the blessings that my Lord blesses. And I heard about the healing that my Lord heals. And I learned about the prosperity that my Lord makes his children prosper. And I want to tap into it. Oh, praise God. Because if I'm a child of God, I want to tap into it. If my Lord made heaven and earth, and I heard about the prosperity, and I heard about the richness, and I heard about how grateful my Lord is, I want to tap into it. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Because I did not become a Christian, a child of God, not to receive the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so if I know, and the confirmation has been given that my God can supply all my needs. That my God can do wonders. That my God, with him, all things are possible. I want to tap into it. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Because I am a child of God. And that's why he created me in his image. And he breathed into my nostrils. And I became a living soul. And that's why he called me. And that's why he selected me. And so, if there is prosperity in Jesus Christ, I want to tap into it. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the Bible reads and says, for this reason, God loved me. For this reason, God loved me. And he gave me his only begotten son. Because God knows that times will be rough. God knows that situation can change. God knows that I will be sick. And God knows that I'll be unemployed. God knows that things can go wrong. And so he gave me his only begotten son. Yes. Oh, praise God. Amen. And so Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Mm-hmm. I am the only one. The Father will never do anything without me. The Father will never bless without me. The Father will never heal without me. Because the Father will never judge without me. John chapter 5 verse 22. The Father will never bless anybody on earth without me. I am the way, the truth, and the light. And this is the testimony that my Father testified about me. That he has restored everything into me. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Whoever has me has life. Yes. Whoever has me has eternal life. Whoever has me has healing. Yes. Because by my stripes, you are healed. So, hallelujah. Amen. Whoever trusts in me and believes in my words, all his things that he needs will be supplied. So, hallelujah. Amen. And his wishes will come true. So, and his desires will come true. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Because my Father has given me the authority. My Father never judges anyone anymore. My Father never blesses anyone anymore. My Father never heals anyone anymore. Everything goes through me. Yes. I am the only way, the truth, and the light. So, nobody else can get anything from my Father but through me. So, hallelujah. Amen. John 5, 22. Read, please.
John chapter 5, verse 22. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. My Father doesn't judge anyone. My Father never blesses anyone. My Father will never heal anyone. Everything that my Father will do has to do to me. So, hallelujah. Amen. And so I chose you. You didn't choose me. I selected you. You didn't select me. And I honored you. Because anything that my Father has bestowed in me has to be yours. Oh, praise God. Amen. And so Jesus Christ said, if you abide in me, if you believe in me, if you trust me, oh, if you relinquish control to me, if I am in the driver's seat, I'm going to my Father. And I'm going to sit on his right hand. And all power, by the mention of my name, all power has to bow. Anything that is worrying you, when you call my name, has to bow. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Because I'm going to my Father.
Yes.
Because my Father has relinquished control to me. Mm-hmm. I rule the world now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm in control. So anybody who is in me has to receive rest.
Yes.
Because I came that you may have rest. Mm-hmm. And have rest abundantly.
So.
And so come unto me, all ye that labor. And I every lady now give you rest.
Yes.
So I came into Jesus Christ. Oh, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Where is the peace of mind that I'm looking for? Where is the blessing that I'm looking for? Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's a condition which the Lord has put on his son. He said, if you believe in my son, and you listen exactly to what my son says, you will be blessed. And bless forever.
So.
Praise God.
Amen.
If you listen to my son, oh yes, because this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased.
Yep.
And so, if you listen to my son, he will give you the power and the authority for you to become my son.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will give you, he'll bring you in. Now I'm in. I want to know how I can receive the blessings. How the blessings can increase. How the healing can increase. You see, when you are in Christ Jesus, not that he can heal. Not that he can bless. Not that he can supply your needs. No, not that he cannot do that. But it's because of you. And because of me. Because of Christians. Because of the nature that we have. And that's the reason why. We don't see the blessings of the Lord abound. We don't see the prosperity. We don't see the grace. We don't feel the mercy. And we don't have peace of mind. That's not what the Lord has put in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you come into Jesus Christ, everything that the Father has, Jesus Christ said, the Father has given to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so if the Father is merciful, I am merciful.
So.
If the Father can heal, I can heal.
Yes.
If the Father can bless, I can bless.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Anything which the Father can do, the Father has given me the authority and the power to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when you come into Christ, you should receive your blessings.
Amen.
When you come into Christ, you should receive your healing.
Amen.
When you come into Christ, you should receive your breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how come that the breakthroughs are not seen? How come that the healing, when you go through us, why are people still sick? They have back pains, head injuries, unemployment, family issues. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Is that what was promised to you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that what the Lord promised you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now why are these things happening?
Amen.
Oh, and the Lord made Adam and Eve. And the Lord loved them so dearly.
Yes.
The Lord made Adam and Eve and he loved them so dearly.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so because he loved Adam and Eve, he made them a garden of Eden. And he put everything that they needed in the garden. Even when Adam needed a desire for a woman, the Lord supplied a woman.
Amen.
The Lord put everything that was necessary in the garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord has put everything in Jesus Christ.
So.
As he put in the garden. Because the Lord loves you. And he made you in his image for you to be happy to glorify him.
Yeah.
And the Bible states, in his presence, there is fullness of joy.
Yes, yes.
So when you come before the Lord, your heart should be filled with joy.
Yes.
When you come before the Lord, you should receive your breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
When you come before the Lord, because you know why? The Lord should be your light and your salvation.
Amen.
When you come before the Lord should be your light and your salvation.
Yes.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so there is no reason for you to fear in life because he is holding your hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Our God is not a God that he lies. He is not a man that he lies or a son of man that he repents. Whatever he said he will do, he will do. Because he is the only one who rules the roughness of the seas. And when the waves are over, he stills them. And they say, what kind of manner is this man? What kind of man is this man? Even the wind and the ocean obey him. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And so the Lord made garden of Eden. And he supplied Adam and Eve all their needs in it. And the Lord came every day and have conversation with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you come to Christ, when you became Christian, the Lord always visits you. And the Lord always have conversations with you by through his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord always visits you and comforts you. How sweet the name of Jesus. In every oh, it's all. The name of Jesus Christ so sweet.
Yes, it is.
He comforts every soul that is in trouble. He heals every disease. Yes, by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible, which is the word of God, the Bible confirms that by his stripes, by his stripes, we are healed. So when you are in Jesus Christ, his stripes will heal you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ never specializes in one field. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He never specializes in one field. He is the doctor of all.
So.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the master of all. Amen. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, his name is called Wonderful.
Yes.
Because he can do it all.
So.
He is the only one who can do it all.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, he is the only one. Because everywhere he went, he always does good.
So,
everywhere he goes, he always does good.
Yep.
If there is a cripple, he will heal.
Yes, he will.
If there is a blind, he will heal.
Yes, he will.
If there is a dead man, he will raise.
Yes.
Or any disease, he will heal.
Yes,
our God is powerful.
Yes.
He can do it all.
Yes, he can.
And when you are in him, nothing should be impossible for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he supply the Garden of Eden, with everything that they needed. And he came to visit. He always comes to visit. My Lord always comes to visit you when you become a Christian. When you became a Christian, anytime you said you are a child of God, why shouldn't your father visit you? Your father should always come and visit you to see whether you are okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you say you are a child of God, your father should always come and visit you to make sure that you are okay. Because maybe you can't pay your rent. He will pay your rent.
Amen.
Maybe you can't pay your insurance. He will pay your insurance.
Amen.
Maybe you have run out of food in the refrigerator. He will supply food in your refrigerator.
Amen.
So your father has to come and visit.
So.
And so the Lord went and visited. He visited them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But one day when he went, and he called, Adam! Adam! Where are you? There was no answer. The Lord has given you command. He has given you instructions. He has given you his word to obey. He has told you exactly what to do. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. He said, unite and forgive. He said, forget and be humble. And so the Lord came and called. He said, Adam, Adam, where are you? The Lord comes to call. He said, sister, brother, where are you in love? And your answer is negative. The Lord comes and calls. And he said, brother, sister, where are you in forgiveness? And your answer is negative. The Lord comes and calls and says, brother and sister, where are you in unity? And your answer is negative. And Adam's answer was negative. Adam said, I heard a voice and I ran. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because now I know that I'm naked. He said, excuse me. Didn't I tell you not to lean on your own understanding? Why now are you leaning on your own understanding? Why have you now disrespected me? And when I told you what to do, you disrespected me. And you are leaning on your own understanding. I told you to love your neighbor as yourself. Did I place a condition on it? Did I tell you love him or her when she's tall or small? Or when she's black or blue? Or when she does good to you or does evil to you? Did I give you any criteria? Did I specify anything? Oh, praise God. So brother and sister, where are you in love? And your answer is negative. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Didn't I tell you that when you are in Christ Jesus, forgiveness has to be part of you? Because Christ said, Father, forgive them. He didn't say, I'll forgive them. He said, forgive them. Because forgiveness is part of me. Didn't I tell you that? Where are you in forgiveness? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He said, I heard your voice and I ran. Yes, anytime we hear the voice of the Lord, we run. Because the word of the Lord is truth. And the Lord always loves to bring the mirror to your face. The Lord loves for you to see exactly what you are and who you are. And we don't like to see who we are and what we are. We don't love our own medicine. We don't want to drink our own medicine. But the Lord shows us exactly who we are and what we are. And he calls, he said, where are you? Where are you in my commandments? Where are you in obeying my word? Where are you in taking me serious? Christians, we disrespect the Lord. We don't honor the Lord as he should. And when the Lord comes to us and he advises us and he loves us and he nurtures us, what do we do? What he tells us not to do is what we do. And we say we are Christians. We say we are children of God. How then can he bless you? He said, when I came and I called, you didn't hear me. But he shall call and I will answer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you love me and I love you, you will be in me and I will be in you. And when you call, I will answer. With long life will I satisfy you.
Yes.
And I will show you my salvation. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
But when I call, you didn't answer. Hallelujah. You see, when the Lord advises you because you have become a child of God, you should take the word of God seriously. And take what he's telling you very seriously. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he loves you. That's why he advises you. The word of God, when it's coming to you, is an advice. Because the Lord doesn't want you to perish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, as much as many that believe in him, as many as believe in him, as many as listen to him and accepted him, he transformed them. And so the Bible said, therefore, there's no more condemnation. There's no more condemnation to those that the Lord has transferred, has transformed them. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, Adam, where are you? Where are you? Brother and sister, the Lord is saying to this morning, where are you? Where are you? See, when the Lord tells us not to do something, he means it.
Yep.
There is no if or gray area. What he says, he means exactly what he says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Lord said, I don't want to see infighting, he He means I don't want to see infighting. True. And that's why he came to you and advised you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord told them, oh, you know what? I am going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. I am going to destroy them because I don't like what they are doing before me. No, I made Sodom and Gomorrah, but I'm going to destroy it. I don't like it. I made you, but I don't like what you are doing. So you know what? The Lord asked, when Saul disobeyed him, when Saul disobeyed the Lord said, where can I get? Now listen to what the Lord was asking. Where can I get an evil, troubling spirit that will go and haunt Saul? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said, I am going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because I don't like what they are doing. What they are doing is filthy. Oh, no, being a child of God, what you are doing shouldn't be filthy before the Lord. You should be able to praise the name of the Lord gracefully without blemish. Because that's what the Lord is looking for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should be able, oh, to praise and honor the King of Kings from the bottom of your heart. Because the time is coming and the time is now. Oh, he said, the time is coming. He said, you don't know what you worship. You are blind to know what you worship. But we know, because the time is coming. It's no more just playing the instruments. It's no more being a reverend. It's no more just preaching the word. It's no more just giving what? Love offering or tithes. It's no longer that. It's no longer that. Now the Lord wants everybody to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the Lord is looking for. He said it's no longer what you think and what I think. Because what you think and what I think doesn't matter before him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he said, oh, no. I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to destroy. But you know what? I found Lot and his family, they are okay. So I'm going to spare them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the angel went and told Lot. He said, Lot, very every morning, early in the morning, gather yourself and everybody and leave. So Lot's daughters are married to some men. And they went and told them, he said, the Lord said we should leave this town. So let's leave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said, we ain't going nowhere. We love what we are doing. I love my common sense. I love what I know. I love who I am. I will never change for anybody. I won't listen to anybody else. No. I will never. And so early in the morning, when Lord gathered the daughters to leave, the son-in-law, they never left. Because they never wanted the change. Change is very difficult. Change. To change your life all over. And hand over to Jesus Christ is difficult. But you can do it. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Change is difficult. And the Lord said, Jesus Christ said, leave it all and follow me. If you leave it all and follow me, I will make you somebody that you will never become.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. And so, the angel told them, leave. The Lord is telling you, leave your past life. Leave your past life. Because if anybody be in Christ Jesus, he has to be a new creature. If anybody wants to be in Christ Jesus and wants to be blessed and wants to be healed and wants to prosper, he or she has to be a new creature. All things has to pass away. Everything has to be new. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Who doesn't want to drive a new Lamborghini? You tell me. Who doesn't want to wear a new suit? You tell me. Or a new shoe? You tell me. Ask the women. Why do they go to the hairdresser every day? Because they want a new hair. And that's the reason why the men cut their hair and the women put it on. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Who doesn't want it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But change is difficult. But the Lord will help you to change.
Amen.
If you commit to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the angel told them. The angel told them. He gave them a specific instruction. The angel gave them a specific instruction. When you come to Jesus Christ, the Lord who testifies about Christ gives you a specific instruction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what is that instruction? Believe in my son totally. Not 99.9%. No, I don't want that. I want you to believe in my son 100%. Because then there's no flaws and there are no errors. So the angel told them, leave. And you know what? When you are leaving and you are going, don't look back. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
When you leave your old attitude, the one that you think makes you a man or a woman, the angel is saying, when you leave that, don't look back. And sometimes we look back. And you know what we do? You know, you are looking back. The Lord said, don't look back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 19, verse 16, 17, and 26. The Lord said, when you are living, don't look back. And so the Lord gave them specific instruction. The Lord has delivered you. He has delivered you out of bondage. It's I am the Lord your God that delivered you out of bondage. And so I gave you instructions. And the instruction is, don't go back to your old life. I want everything to be new. I want to use you to my glory. I want to glorify myself in you. And so don't go back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The friends that you used to have, leave those friends and I will become your friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The laws that you have, leave the laws and I will become your Lord and Master.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the angel told them, when you are going, never look back. Brother and sister in Christ, you have become a child of God. You have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And you said you are believing you are that God has raised him from the dead. Today the Lord is telling you, don't look back.
Amen.
Forward.
Amen.
Ever. Backwards. Never. In the name of Christ. Hallelujah. said, soldiers of God, march forward. Hallelujah. Amen. And somebody wrote and said, who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the king? Who will be his helper? All that lies to me. Who will lead the Lord? Who for him we go? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him we go? By thy call of mercy. By thy grace divine. We are on the Lord's side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ truly as your Lord and personal Savior? Amen. Not as a showmanship. Have you actually, deep down in your heart, accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior? Then he's telling you, live the old life and take the new one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And march forward. Because there is no way you can put a new wine in an old wine sack. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no way the old wine sack can hold the new wine. Because if you want the Spirit of the Lord to abide in you, it's a new one and it's hot. If you want to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord, oh yes, if you want my God to supply all your needs, yes, you have to take on the new life. Who is Christ Jesus?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the angel told them, don't look back. Don't look back. When you live your old life, don't look back. Don't, when you live that pride, don't look back. When you live that unforgiving spirit, don't look back. Anything at all that don't glorify the Lord, when you live it, don't look back. Christian, what do? We look back. And Lot's wife, she has so much treasure in Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, the diamonds, the gold nickels, the sapphires. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was impossible to leave. It was impossible not to think about those things. Although the word of God, although the angel has told them, don't look back. Sometimes it's very difficult for us never to look back. When the word of God is telling us, and we said, if not because of Christ, you will see what I'll do to you. If not because of Christ, Juliet, you will see. But because of Christ, I've forgiven you. You think you are forgiven? If not because of Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, don't look back. Never look back. And we take pride in what we used to be. But why don't you take pride for what you have become? You have become a child of God. Why are you so proud about what you used to be? Before then, you used to be a beggar. Now, you are receiving and giving. Before then, you used to be a sickler. Now you are healthier. Before then, you used to be somebody who is poor. Now you are rich. Before then, you didn't have life. Now you have eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why are you so proud about your whole life? And why don't you be proud about the new one that you have acquired? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
You see, the Lord said, why do you disrespect me? I've given you a new life. I've given you something that you should treasure. I've made life comfortable for you. But you don't appreciate me. You don't appreciate what I've done for you. And you spit at my face. When I tell you don't do this, that's what you want to do. What, you want to challenge me? Oh, praise God. Christians always want to challenge God. Then when trouble comes, Lord, Lord. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
When the devil knows you are challenging God, he comes behind you right away, like he did to Eve. Is it true? You are challenging him. Yeah, do it.
Amen.
Yeah, do it. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You can make these stones turn to bread and eat. You are hungry. Do it. When the devil comes to inspire us, we think we are empowered. And then we what? We start to bully people. Bully other Christians. Oh, the Bible says. Whatever you do to somebody else will be bound to you. He said, if you judge somebody, you'll be judged. If you bully somebody, you'll be bullied. If you talk about somebody else will talk about you. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so, Lot's wife, she has so much investment. And so when they were going, and she heard about the thunder and the lightning. She heard about the destruction. She heard about her whole life being destroyed. Ah, her stomach came upside down. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
I have something there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She started to speak in tongues. Ay, something there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so what she has been instructed not to do, that don't look back. What did she do? She turned and looked back. She defied the Lord's words. She defied the instructions given. She defied the advice from the Lord. And when she looked back, what happened? She became a pillar of salt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today the Lord is telling you, this is my body and this is my blood. I did all that for you to have a new beginning, to have a new life because I loved you. And so come into my love. The Lord said, I want you to come. Eat my body and drink my blood. And let me flow in you. Oh, let me fill you up. Let me show you the kingdom of my Father. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Oh, let me hand over to you what my Father has given me. You see, Jesus Christ prayed a perfect prayer. And he said, Lord, now what you have for me, what I have before, before you made the world, now give it to me.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the Lord had blessings for you before you were born. Because David said, before I was conceived in my mother's womb, you know me. Mm-hmm. And you have already decided how you are going to bless me, how you are going to heal me. Oh, praise God!
Amen.
So you know what? Let the Lord be in control. He said, today, I've given you my body and my blood as a new beginning, as a new life. Take my body and take my blood. Live the old life and start new with me. And I will go before you. Wherever it's crooked, I will make it straight. And I will anoint your head with oil. And I will let your cup run over. Just eat my body and drink my blood. Sister, read Genesis 19, 16, 17, and 26.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 19, verse 16, 17, and 18.
16, 17, and 26.
And 26. And while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hands, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. No, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Verse 26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
Oh, praise God! Amen. The wife looked behind her, and she became a pillar of salt. Today, when you eat the body and you drink the blood, if you drink the blood and you eat the body, live the old life. And let Christ be a new life for you. Amen. He said, I came that they might have life. And have life abundantly. Amen. I came that they might be healed and heal completely. Amen. I came that they might have permanent grace and peace. I came that it would be well with you. And so today, the Lord is advising you. Whatever you used to be, whatever you are proud of, whatever achievements you think you have achieved, he said, let it go. Yep. And don't look back. Oh, praise God. Amen. Never look back to your whole life. Never look back and say, oh, no, I love what I used to be. Then what you have become will elude you. But what Christ has made for you is better than all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He has given you his body and his blood, which is the new covenant. Oh, it's sealed with his blood. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, yeah. This is the blood. Oh, without blemish. He took that blood and went into the Holy of Holies. One time only, and got salvation for you and I. Amen. And this is the blood he's offering. And this is his body. Say, your father ate manna in the wilderness and died. Your father never had anything with life. But this is the bread of life. When you eat and you drink, you have a new beginning. You have a new life. And I will be in the middle of your life. And I will take ownership. And I will lead. Oh, praise God. Amen. And I will show you the way. Because I will lead a blind man through a path that he has never seen before. I will lead you into things, into blessings that you have never seen before. Amen. I will lead you. And I will raise your standard in the spirit to the level where you have never seen before. Oh, praise God. Amen. When you live your whole life, oh, put your hand in my hand. The Lord is stretching his hand to you. Put your hand in his hand. And let him hold you. You see, life is like crossing a highway. Hallelujah. Amen. We all know the parkway and the turnpike. There are trucks, there are cars, there are bikes, and the speed limit is unbelievable. Sometimes I'll be going 70, somebody will pass me, shriek, like I was walking. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you seen Z driving before? Hallelujah. Amen. He will pass you by like your car is going 5. When you go in 7, Sheshi, sometimes hold the thing. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Life is like crossing a highway. And when you don't have anybody to hold your hand, guess what will happen to you? Hallelujah. Amen. Let him hold your hand and lead you through life. And you will be successful. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow down our heads. Abide with me. Abide.